We're continuing in the Kuntros Laman Yedu Dorosechem put out by Yeshivas Yishrei Lev in Eretz Yisrael, and we're going to do the limud today of the second day of Sukkot, Tes Zayin Tishrei, Tavshin Ayin Vav, and today's discussion is about the Na'anuim, the shaking of the lulav. And really what we're focused on is, we know that we've already seen the Gemara, Mida'agbe Nafakbe. The Gemara says that one is Yotzei the Mitzvah, the second you pick up the lulav, as long as you're holding all Dalad Minim, and you're holding them right side up, and you're holding them in your hand, and not carrying them in a kli or something, you're immediately yotzei the mitzvah. So what is the role of the waving and the shaking of the lulav that we do afterwards? Is that part of the ikar mitzvah, or is that just like an extra? How do we view these na'anuim? So the Mishnah Maseches Sukkah in the third parak, the first Mishnah Maseches Sukkah, tells us how large does the lulav have to be? Mishnah says, lulav sheish bo shlosha tfachim kedei l'naneh bo kosher. That a lulav needs to be three tfachim, and the way the Gemara understands this Mishnah means plus one extra tefach so that the leaves could shake really well when you do the na'anuim. So the minimum shear of a lulav, the minimum size of a lulav, takes into account that you're going to need to shake the lulav. That certainly implies that na'anuim is a critical part of the mitzvah. Otherwise, why would we include that as part of the minimum shear, the minimum size of the mitzvah? Not only that, the Mishnah in the third paragraph of Masechta Sukkah, at the end of the third paragraph of Masechta Sukkah, tells us that at what age does a child become obligated in taking Dalad Minim Midin Chinuch? At what age do we have to start training a child to take the Dalad Minim? So the Mishnah says, Katan Ayodea Lina'anea Chayiv Belulav. That not when he gets to the age where he's able to hold a lulav and esrog. No, it's only when he gets to the age where he knows how to shake and wave the lulav and esrog that he becomes chayiv. Again, strongly implying that the na'anuim, the shaking of the lulav, is a critical part of the mitzvah. Because if it weren't a critical part of the mitzvah, why would we wait so long till the child is of the age to shake the lulav in order to be able to be mechanich him in the mitzvah? However, there is a Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Zayin and Beis that strongly suggests otherwise. It strongly suggests that the na'anuim are an extra, that they're not really a critical element of the mitzvah. The Gemara reads, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah, Shtei Alechem v'shnei kivsei atzeres, the two loaves of bread and the two sheep that are brought as the main carbon of Shavuos, Ketzaruose, what do we do with this carbon? Maniach shtei alechem al gabi shnei kvasim. We take the two loaves of bread and we put them on top of the two sheep. Umaniach yado tachtehen, you put your hand underneath them. Umenif, and you wave them around. Moluch umevi, you bring them forward and backward. Malu mored, up and down. Shnemar sharhunaf asharhuram. That's what the pasuk indicates when it says asharhunaf asharhuram. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Moluch umevi, Rabbi Yochanan says there's symbolism over here. Why are we pointing them in different directions, backwards, forwards, right, left? We're showing that we're serving the one who controls all four directions, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mala umorid, why do we go up and down with it? To show that we're serving the one who controls heaven and earth, the up and the down. In Eretz Yisrael they taught as follows, that Amr Rabbi Chama Baruch va'Amr Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Moluchu Mevi K'dei Latzor Ruchos Ra'os. That we're Moluchu Mevi, we wave it in the different directions of earth to stop the Ruchos Ra'os, to stop negative spirits or bad winds that could be damaging to the crops. Malu Umorid, we go up and down with it, K'dei Latzor Talalim Ra'im, to stop anything damaging that can come from the sky, bad dews or rains that could be damaging to our crops. Am Rabbi Yosi bar Avin v'item Rabbi Yosi bar Zvila zos omeres shiyarei mitzvah. Key words, shiyarei mitzvah ma'akvinas apronis. The shirayim of mitzvos, the leftovers of mitzvos, the extras of mitzvos, like waving things around. That's not really the mitzvah. The mitzvah of the karban is a mitzvah of bringing the karban, of shechting the karban, of being zorek the dam of the karban, all of the even achilas hakarban. But the mitzvah is not waving the karban. That's a shiyarei mitzvah. That's an extra. And still, that can hold back all the piranhas, all the negative punishments that Hashem would otherwise bring. Shai tenufa shiyarei mitzvah, the waving is only an extra. Votzeres ruchos etalalim rayim, and nevertheless it stops all of these terrible things from happening. And here's the key, v'yamarava v'chein belulav. And you find the same thing by a lulav, that the mitzvah is just to pick up the lulav, and yet waving the lulav around has such significance, has such symbolism, that it stops terrible things from happening. Even though waving the lulav is only shiyarei mitzvah. So here you have a Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Lamed Zayin, that seems to suggest that the waving of the lulav is not critical to the mitzvah, it's only shiyare mitzvah. Now it's interesting though, the Rambam, in a couple of places, when he describes how one does the mitzvah of lulav, he includes as part of the definition of the mitzvah, the waving of the lulav. So what we have until this point is two mishnayos that seem to indicate that the waving is very important. Number one, the mishnah that talks about the size of the lulav is determined by the fact that you need to wave it, and the child is only obligated in the mitzvah once he knows how to wave it. And yet we have a gemara, really two gemaras, that indicate that waving is really extra. One gemara refers to it as shiyare mitzvah, that's just leftovers. And plus we had the gemara that we saw the other day about mida akbe naf akbe, that the second you pick up the lulav you're ready yotze the mitzvah, implying that the nanuim, that the waving is not so critical. Comes the Rambam in Hilchos Shofar Sukkah v'Lulav Perek Zayin Alachatas, Mishe Yagbiya Arba Aminim Eilu Bein Shagbiyan Ka'achas Bein Bazach Harzeh Bein Biyamin Bein Mismol Yatsa. A person picks up the Dalaminim, whether he picks it up in all at once or picks them up one after the other, whether it's in his right hand or in his left hand, is Yotze V'hu She Yagbiyan Derech Kedilasan. But that's only if he picks them up right side up. Aval Shalo Derech Kedilasan Lo Yatsa. If he doesn't pick them up right side up, he's not Yotze. Says the Rambam, U'mitzvah, but if you want to know the best way to do the mitzvah, it's as follows. Sheyagbia agudo shel shosh minim biyamin. You should have the bundle of the three minim, the lulav, the adasim, and the aravos in your right hand, the esrog b'smol, the esrog in your left hand, the yolich, the yevi, the yala, the yorod, the na'anea lulav shel shapam b'chol ruach v'ruach. And wave the lulav in all the different directions and up and down, and shake it each time that you wave it, three times in each of the directions. So the Rambam describes the optimal performance of the mitzvah. The Rambam describes the nanuim. Not only that, the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos, Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Ches, when he talks about how to time the bracha of a mitzvah, he writes that any mitzvah called mitzvah shasiyasi gemar chiyuva mivarech b'shas asiyah. Whenever a mitzvah, the doing of the mitzvah is the completion of the chiyuv, you should make the bracha when you are doing the mitzvah. Meaning when it's a one moment mitzvah that you do it and it's done, make the bracha as you're about to do the mitzvah. But v'kal mitzvah sheyesh achar asiyas tzivoy acher. But if making the object of the mitzvah is not really the mitzvah, there's still something else you're going to need to do, then you don't make the bracha when you're making the mitzvah, you make the bracha afterwards when you're actually doing the mitzvah. For example, the Rambam says, someone who makes a sukkah, someone who puts together a lulav, someone who makes a shofar, who makes tzitzis, who makes tefillin, who writes a mezuzah, does not make a bracha when they're making this mitzvah. Rather, when should he say the bracha? When he actually sits in the sukkah, because that's the real mitzvah. Oh, and look how he says it. Now, I would have said, or when he takes the lulav, says the Rambam, oh, when he shakes the lulav. So the Rambam defines it by the shaking of the lulav. Oh, kishe yishma kol shofar, when you actually hear the shofar, kishe yisatif b'tzitzis, when you wrap yourself with the tzitzis, levishas tefillin, when you wear the tefillin, kvias mezuzah, when you actually put the mezuzah on your door. But in this whole thing, he counts yinaneya halulav, shaking the lulav is the mitzvah, rather than just the netilas lulav. So again, the Rambam strongly implies that the nanua of the lulav, the shaking of the lulav, the waving of the lulav, is part of the ikar mitzvah. On the other hand, Tosos Mesecha Sukkah Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph strongly implies that the Nanuim are not just implies, says explicitly that the Nanuim are not the Ikar Mitzvah, they're only a Hechsher Mitzvah. He writes that Inamim Shemtol Gomer Mitzvah So Adachar Nianua, that the Mitzvah is not totally complete till you shake it. Me'aytaim Inamim Varchan Until Sidai Machan Until Dol Gomer Mitzvah So Adachar Nikuf. Tosos is discussing why it is that we're allowed to make the bracha Valentil Zuluv after we've already lifted the Lulav. After all, Midag Be'Nafakbe, the second you lifted it, you're ready Yotzi the Mitzvah. So he says, yeah, but there's still more to do. You still have to do the shaking, and as long as there's still more to do, you can still make the bracha, just like we make the bracha val netilas yadayim after we've already washed our hands, because there's still more to do. You still have to dry your hands. So as long as there's more to do, you can still make the bracha. Interestingly, Mori Verabi, Rav Shechter, makes the bracha val netilas yadayim before he washes his hands. He doesn't hold like that. But anyway, says Tosos, umi lo dami kulehai. But it's hard to compare the shaking of the lulav to the drying of the hands by netilas yadayim. D'nianua einu ela machshirei mitzvah bealma v'lo ma'akev. Whereas drying the hands is a critical part of netilas yadayim, Shaking the lulav is not really such a critical part of netilas lulav. It's just machshirei mitzvah. Over here, machshirei mitzvah doesn't mean a preparation for the mitzvah. It means it's an extra, it's an add-on to the mitzvah. So since it's only an add-on to the mitzvah, maybe it wouldn't be a good explanation that you can make the bracha after you already picked up the lulav, because you still have the nanum to do. What are the nanum already? Nanum aren't so important. They're simply the machshirei mitzvah. So what I think emerges from all this, just to quickly summarize, we had Mishnayos that sounded like the Nanuim are very important because the size of the lulav is determined by the need to do the Nanuim. Children doing the mitzvah is determined by the age where they know how to do the Nanuim. Yet we had Gemaras that referred to it as something that's Shiarei mitzvah, Atosos refers to it as Machshirei mitzvah, as something that's extra. And yet, when the Rambam wants to describe to us the optimal way to do the mitzvah of lulav, he says very matter-of-factly that you do it with the shaking. But I don't think there's a steer. I don't think this is a contradiction at all. I think the way to classify it is very simply. To do the ikar mitzvah in the bare minimalist way possible, it's by just picking up the lulav and esrog. But to do the mitzvah properly, in the best possible way, you need to actually shake it as well. So, yeah, it's machshirei mitzvah, it's shiarei mitzvah. The Gemara is correct, Tosfos is correct. It's machshirei mitzvah, it's an extra, it's an add-on. But not an add-on that's unimportant. It's an add-on that helps to beautify and make the mitzvah as good as possible. So when the Mishnah is going to talk about how big does a lulav have to be, you better have a lulav that you could use to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. Whether you're actually going to do the mitzvah in the best possible way or not, your lulav at least has to be eligible to do the mitzvah in the best possible way. And that's why when we say how old does a katan have to be in order to shake the lulav, he has to be yodel and anea, because at what age are we mechanech a child to do a mitzvah? We only mechanech a child to do a mitzvah when he knows how to do the mitzvah in the best way possible. We don't want to teach children to do second-rate mitzvahs, so we don't say, oh, as soon as he can pick it up, we're mechanechim. No! Then we're going to teach him to do second-rate mitzvahs. This is a point the Brisker Rav makes, that if you look at all the mitzvahs, at what age a child, we're mechanech a child. What does the Gemara say? That when is a child chayv in tzitzis, kishe yodeh le hisatef, when he knows how to wrap it around himself. What do you mean? Why don't you just say, when he knows how to put it on, that's the mitzvah. No, because we want him to be able to do it in the best possible way. At what age does a child become chayv in tefillin? When he's yodeh lishmor gufo, when he can keep a guf naki, when he can keep a clean body and honor his tefillin properly. What do you mean? Just putting on the tefillin is the mitzvah. Why does he have to be at this high level? Because if we're going to train a child to do a mitzvah, we have to train him in the best possible way to do the mitzvah. And that's why every time the Rambam talks about, matter of factly, when you do the mitzvah of lulav, the Rambam constantly talks about doing the nanuim, because why would someone do a second-rate mitzvah? The Rambam's going to talk about an example of a mitzvah. He's going to talk about doing the mitzvah in the best way possible. So again, it seems that there's no stira at all. Certainly one is yotzei the mitzvah as soon as you pick up the lulav, and the nanuim are important, but they are not essential to fulfilling the mitzvah, but they are an important add-on as a way of showing that you're doing the mitzvah in the best possible way. The only source that seems to go against this is the Shibalei Aleket in Seder Chag HaSukkos Siman Shin Samach Zayin, where he writes that Ein Netilas Lulav Blo Na'anua Klal, that if you take the lulav and you don't shake it, you've done nothing. Very hard to make that jive with all the sources that we have seen. So the Pashtus is, like we said, the mitzvah is taking the lulav, the Na'anuim are the best way to do the mitzvah of lulav.